You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ continues to teach us in today's Gospel about prayer. He shows us the prayer of the Pharisee, of the righteous, and the prayer of the tax collector, a sinner. We see that what was the first one, the prayer of the Pharisee, wasn't really a prayer. As the Gospel says, the tax collector spoke this prayer to himself. He didn't speak to God, but he was speaking to himself, proving to himself how good he is. And the tax collector, he was standing in front of the Lord in truth, knowing about his sins and knowing the truth about himself, but honestly admitting to it and knowing that without God's grace he cannot do anything, that without God's grace he's a sinner and that he's weak. Jesus invites us to stand in front of him, to pray, maybe in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and to talk to him, not to talk to ourselves, not to feel better, but it's about being honest with God, standing in truth and relying on him in whatever we do, knowing that it's only his grace that keeps us from sinning. That Pharisee didn't realize that he was righteous not because of his own efforts. He was righteous because of God's grace and mercy. We have to realize that God's grace and his mercy is keeping us away from sin. Always, whenever we pray, let us never be afraid to be ourselves, to stand in truth and honesty in front of our merciful and loving Father.
Benedicam te invitam eam.
If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. On Sunday, November 3rd, we'll celebrate the day of prayer for all the faithful departed. Following the 12:30 Mass, the traditional procession to the cemetery will take place. On that day, all morning Masses, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12:30, will be celebrated in the upper church. The names of our deceased beloved ones for the All Souls Novena can be mailed to us or simply left at the shrine's office. We would like to invite everyone to celebrate with us the Healing and Mercy Mass. The Mass will be said on every first Friday of the month at 7 p.m., followed with the exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament, recitation of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and a prayer for spiritual and physical healing. We start on Friday, October 6th. Everyone is invited to attend. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.